WildTalkRadio.com.
I have one question for everybody here tonight.
Are you ready?
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw Post Show.
Now I put no stock in what any man thinks, only what I know. And what I know is this. The result will be just like the first time. I will put him 6 feet under. Game over.
Featuring Sir Rockin.
I am talent. I am fame. I am music. I am the air you breathe. I am everything.
And Lindsay Ward.
Yeah, well, I'm here to make something perfectly clear. The queen is dead. And for the first time ever in Monday Night Raw history, I can rightfully say, long live the one, the only goddess of WWE.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw. Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
Monday Night Raw.
MBG1211. I'm Sir Rockin. That's Lindsay Ward.
I'm liking the music. I'm like vibing to it, man.
I mean, it's good.
It's good music.
Yeah.
It's very, very chill.
Very, very chill. So, yeah, this show opened with chaos and destruction and mayhem and Sasha and Bayley and Asuka fighting. While Samoa Joe and referees try to keep them apart, then Samoa Joe has to go, "Hey, hi, welcome to Raw, I'm the host." "Yeah, hi, we're doing a thing," and yeah. And he screams for referees, and then Dolph Ziggler comes out, and then Drew comes out, and they have a 4-person contract signing. And it was interesting, it was different, it was a different way to do it.
I just like how Samoa Joe was like, "Welcome to my shit show." I mean, that's essentially what happened, is like this massive fight breaks out between Asuka and Bayley and Sasha, and they're all fighting, and Joe's just kind of standing there, and the referees get him apart, and he's like, "Welcome to Raw." I mean, it was just like, okay, all right, that's good.
Duff brought up something about McIntyre's 19-year redemption story. What 19-year redemption stories he talked with it? I was like, what?
I didn't quite
get it. Ziggler said he would destroy McIntyre. McIntyre signed the contract. Ziggler signed the contract. Then McIntyre was going to talk, but Asuka went, "Nope, I'm going to yell. I'm going to scream." And that's what she did. Sasha then said she and Bayley would both leave as double champions at Extreme Rules. She said they would take over the locker rooms and the whole damn company. And then Sasha brought back the stamp. Like you do.
Like you do. Hold on, I'm looking up when he debuted. I want to see when Drew debuted. Okay.
It wasn't until like 2006, 2007.
Well, he officially debuted in 2001.
Where?
On the indies.
Oh,
so that was his.
That's his 19-year journey?
That's technically 19
oh,
years.
God,
so
that's not a redemption arc for 19 years and from the indies. Come on. That's just...
Dolph tried.
Anyway, another fight broke out. Asuka and McIntyre stood tall.
I like this. This is a good way to set all this up, to set up the main event, to do this. Like, this was really enjoyable. I liked the chaos of this, where you had Dolph and Drew, you had Sasha and Bayley and Asuka, and then you just kind of had Joe standing in the middle of it, watching all these shenanigans, like, God damn it, I just wanted to do a contract signing. Can we not? Can we have some decorum? Please. I mean, that was legit Joe's face. He's like, just some decorum. Any decorum. Can I have it? Please, can I have it?
Charlie Caruso walked up to Zelina and Andrade and Angel, who was flirting with a ref, and was trying to ask him some stuff. Big Show walked in. I was like, hey, yeah, I know you guys are supposed to do something next, but haha, I'm pulling rank. I'm going to have, I need Randy Orton in the ring right now. So Big Show called out Randy Orton.
Who did not come?
He did not come. Andrade and Angel came and they, you know, they're teased and taunted and thought about getting the ring and they did that for a minute and then Ric Flair came out and he's doing Randy Orton's light work and he said, Orton's backstage, but I'm just doing the light work and Show I'll be in the Hall of Fame one day, but if he plays around with Orton, he'll just be another even bigger legend that Randy Orton kills. And then, you know, Flair told him to go have fun and go attack Big Show. So they look like they're going to attack Big Show. The Viking Raiders came out and they brawled, leading to a match.
It is true, Brent. I just have one question. Why are we bringing a man in his 70s? To Florida in the midst of an outbreak where there are confirmed cases in WWE. Why are we doing that? I mean, I understand they're testing people and I'm sure it's very safe, but why are we bringing a man in his 70s to Raw? That just doesn't seem very smart. I mean, I understand Orton probably was not there. He probably went home due to the positive tests, or speculation, this is not confirmed. Maybe he possibly tested positive himself, nobody's really sure. Or he's going to be on TV next week. We don't know. But, I mean, I appreciate that they're using Ric Flair, and that's very nice of them to have him kind of covering for Randy Orton, but I just feel like, why are we doing this with Flair? Why is he there? He shouldn't, I mean, I don't want to say he shouldn't be there, but just for health purposes, he shouldn't be there. So
you had Andrade and the Angel Garza take on the Viking Raiders. You had Angel Garza and Andrade get the victory. Good match.
Angel Garza has no titties left because he took a chop from Show and he killed him.
That was later. This was the tag match.
Oh, this was a tag match? Well, still, Angel Garza has no titties left.
We'll get to Angel Garza having no titties left here in a minute. We are backstage. The Iconics walked up to Ruby Riott, and they finally gave Ruby Riott her personality back.
Yes! Yay!
She challenged one of the Iconics to a match, and basically T's doing the Iconic thing, and they're like, no, don't do it, and then she does it. It's like, yay, they finally gave Ruby her personality back. It was like, about damn time.
Right? So happy about that. So thrilled about that. Thank you.
So during the tag match, Garza and Andrade were not having the best of communication skills. There was some tension there. Vega was trying to keep peace backstage. Ric Flair came up to them and said, I has a plan. Let's all talk in private because, you know, backstage where they were was not private enough because there was a camera in the way. So they walked off and had a plan, which would lead to a handicap match later, which we'll talk about in a moment. But before that, we had a crowning of a new 24/7 champion, R-Truth, for the 1,000th time, becomes 24/7 champion, taking care of the ninjas. And Akira's out. But hey, you know, he's a champion.
Just keep running, Truth. Just keep running.
Just keep running, running, running. Just running, running. So, there was that. We had Seth Rollins come out. He was here to make amends, I guess. Beg for forgiveness. He said, Rey Mysterio hasn't been seeing things too clearly as late. He said, Rey thinks his duty is to avenge his family, but his real duty is to be a sacrifice for the future of Monday Night Raw. Rollins says he's given Rey Mysterio every chance to walk away into the sunset, but he's defied at every turn. Rollins said what he does is not important. He looked into the camera and told Mysterio and asked him for forgiveness. Not for what I've done in the past, but what you are forcing me to do in the future. Rollins said Mysterio will return to the ring and will be forced to take a piece of Mysterio every single time he does. You then Rey and Dominic appear on the Tron, and Rey told Dom that he hopes he forgives him for what he has to do to Rollins. Rey said he loves Dom for trying to fight his battles, but he has to do something to Rollins that is remorseless as what he did to him. Dominic told his father that he forgives him, Hefe, Hefmatz, but he will never forgive Seth Rollins. Rollins said Rey taught Dominic very well, but he should be careful what he wishes for. Rollins said that if Dom continues to stand in the way of the greater good, that he'll be forced to end his career before it even begins. Cue Aleister Black and Humberto Carrillo entering the ring, chasing off Murphy and Rollins for a moment, and they give comeback.
Yeah, Austin Theory was not there, by the way.
Yeah, he was not there. Rollins was at ringside as we came back from break, and he was hoping to see Black and Carrillo. He asked them why they keep standing up for Rey Mysterio and fighting his battles for him when he doesn't do the same for them. Rollins says Carrillo looks like Mysterio as if he's a god, but he's actually a coward. Carrillo said Rollins is the coward and less the man than Rey Mysterio. Black said he knows a thing or two about evil, including what when he's looking at it. He said there will be no forgiveness for what Rollins has done. Rollins says if Black thinks he knows him, even he hasn't seen anything yet. He said this would end now, leading to a tag match. Thoughts so far?
I thought this was really good. Is Dominic officially under contract for WWE, or is he just, like, there? Does anybody know?
I don't know, but he's probably... If anything, he's probably a developmental talent.
I think I remember hearing something that he had gotten signed, but I couldn't remember. And I'm just genuinely curious, that's all. Because, you know, obviously this is the very clear way to introduce Dominic into the product and have him maybe carry on his father's legacy, which is great. That's awesome. I'm liking this overall. I'm liking how there's a very slow burn on this.
Mm-hmm.
So let's see where this goes. Cause I'm really digging what Seth is doing. Seth knows how to play that smarmy heel so well. Just, he's so good at it.
He does. He really does. So Seth Rollins and Murphy beat Aleister Black and Carrillo after the match. They tried to take out Humberto, but Aleister Black made sure it wasn't going to happen for a moment. But Rollins did get the stomp on Carrillo anyway. They tried. He tried to stop, but it was too late.
Yeah. Yellow Man's just sad that that's what Aleister's been reduced to, but it gets him on TV every week. And I can't complain about that because I would rather him do that and get on TV every week and be a part of a story than him sitting in the back like he was and not getting used. So I'll take what I can get at this point. I miss wrestling in its purest form. And by that I mean like in big buildings with audiences and things.
All right, I'm going to mention a topic here. Undertaker.
Okay, can they stop kicking me in the feels with this shit all week? SmackDown, tonight. Stop kicking me in the damn feels. It was a lovely tribute on SmackDown and tonight on Raw, but stop it. My heart hurts enough. Just stop it. By the way, I will say that because they have now done a tribute on Raw and a tribute on SmackDown, I'm going to go ahead and confirm, like, basically take this up from possibly retired to probably retired. Because you don't do a send-off like that, and then he comes back. I mean, he could. Theoretically, he could, right? But I think maybe it's legit this time, since they've made it, like, so public. I feel like Taker would be a little embarrassing for Taker if he's like, yeah, I'm gonna come back for one more, because why not? I don't know, though. But yeah, can they just stop kicking me in the damn feels?
Peyton Royce beat Ruby Riott with an awesome spinning brainbuster.
Yeah, she did. That was sick.
This now makes Ruby Riott 0-11 since returning.
Like, I feel bad for Ruby, and I hope that they kind of sort of build her back up.
Yeah, and I think they're going to go somewhere with her and Liv. That should be good.
Yeah, I think they're going to put them in the tag division, which would be very good for them. But Peyton looked amazing, and Billy was so cute celebrating afterwards with Peyton. So, there you go. Also, one more thing on Taker, because I've been seeing this all over Twitter. Can we stop with the posting of how long The Undertaker's career was with the video game images? Okay? We don't need to do that to that man. We just don't. It's bad enough you actually watch him age in the promos on WWE TV. Don't do that to that man on Twitter. He doesn't deserve it. Okay? We don't need to post the video game from 1990. All the way up to 2K20. We just don't need to do that to him. It's mean. Stop it. Anyway, continue.
Big Show beat Andrade and Angel Garza as Angel sort of left Andrade on his own.
Well, I mean, he had no titties left, so what was he supposed to do?
This is very, very true.
I'm liking the tension. Also, it should be noted that Angel took Zelina with him.
Mm-hmm.
So could we see the split up of Zelina and Andrade? I don't know, but she needs to get her men's in check. She looks super cute tonight, too, but she needs to get Angel and Andrade back on the same page.
MVP beat the U.S. champion in a non-title match, Apollo Crews.
This is a good match.
It then led to Lashley taking on Ricochet, which Lashley got the victory. But hey, they found Ricochet.
Frank, go to your fucking corner. I was very happy to see Ricochet. It was awesome to see Ricochet. We haven't seen him in a while.
There's a WWE 365 on him this Sunday on the WWE Network.
There is.
And it was your main event. Asuka and Drew McIntyre taking on Dolph Ziggler and Sasha Banks. Good match. Sasha got in the face of Drew at one point and then got her head kicked off. But Sasha was able to recover. Got the win for her team. Good match.
It was a really good match. The best part about that was, like, Sasha's yelling at Drew, right? And Drew's just standing there like, what am I supposed to do about this? Because I can't do anything about this, so what am I supposed to do about this? Other than just, like, stand there and, you know, get yelled at. And then Asuka made the save for him. It was a nice little spot in the match where he's just like, okay, alright, sure, whatever.
Right, I'm digging the use of Sasha. She's looking like a star again, so that's really good.
They've done a really good job with Sasha of keeping her just on the edge of things with Bayley. She's been a tremendous help. We were talking about this before we went on the air, to Bayley in terms of helping her settle into the character that she's doing. And you see how much Bayley has grown in that character since Sasha's been with her. So now you can kind of take Sasha out of that equation a little bit and put her back out on her own again with Bayley now being Sasha's cheerleader. So you just switch those two roles essentially, and Sasha can be the star that she is. And it's lovely to see her back in that position.
And we will see that again on Wednesday night on NXT as she takes on Io Shirai at the Great American Bash, which we'll be reviewing this Thursday on The Rack.
That's right. Tune in. We'll have news, notes, NXT, the Great American Bash, and Tweet of the Week, all your favorites. We promise, well, I shouldn't say we promise, we hope to promise that the news will be far more uplifting than it was last week, but we will have to see. So far, seems like it, but it's hard to tell. So that's Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern. We're here on wildtalkradio.com.
Saturday night, we celebrate our Independence Day. We'll have romaine candles and everything. I don't know. Anyway, it's CB Radio Saturday night, midnight.
Don't blow your fingers off.
But we will celebrate our Independence Day. Sunday night, it's Wrestle Talk Radio, 10 p.m. Eastern. We'll be back to talk wrestling next Monday night, 11 p.m. Eastern, at Wild Talk Radio, facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. Hey, did you know if you have Amazon Prime, you can link it to your Twitch account. It's called Twitch Prime. You can subscribe for free by just clicking that purple rectangle button below the screen. You can also use credit code ROCKETSOCK in the Fortnite item shop or Epic Game Store. Go.
You can follow me on most of the social medias at Linsward, L-E-N-S-W-R-D. And if you want to follow me on Twitch for whenever I occasionally stream because my internet is crap, you can follow me twitch.tv/Linsward, same as my Twitters.
It's been the Raw Post Show live right here on Wild Talk Radio. We'll see you next Monday, next Thursday night for The Rack. I'm right back here next Monday night for the Raw Post Show live across the airwaves on Wild Talk Radio Network. Right here at wildtalkradio.com.
WildTalkRadio.com.